We welcome in Chief of Police for the City of North Platte, Dan Hudson. Chief Hudson, how's your Nebraska Land Days going, my friend?
It's been busy, but it's been really good. Actually, the first week is in the books now, and we got through it relatively unscathed. You know, the big one is the rodeos, and I think I saw you out there a couple nights.
Yep.
Huge, huge attendance.
Could you believe it?
It's fantastic, and
yeah,
we had very little issues. We, you know, as always, you get a lot of people together, and alcohol, and the sun,
yep. and hot conditions. And I think Sheriff Kramer said last week when I'm in the studio, sometimes people think, "Hey, I'm drinking liquid. That means that I'm good
hydrated.
To go." And nah,
yeah.
That's not a good idea.
And I think in a meeting yesterday with Chief Thompson, the fire department has had 6 incident-related responses. So that's not bad. I mean, as far as actual incidents show or venue-related responses for the dehydration and stuff like that. I think last week during the rodeo, we made, I think, 10 arrests, and basically those were minor possession of alcohol.
Okay.
And we knew that as of 2018 for the entire event, we made, I think, 38 arrests, 39 arrests, somewhere right in there. So the concerts are a little busier for us.
Sure.
And they're just going to be huge numbers. I know Luke Combs is sold out at 13,000 plus, and Toby Keith, I've heard, is about 10,500 right now is what I'm hearing. So that's a lot of people. I know there's possibly some weather concerns for Friday night, but it sounds like Saturday night's good. And it's my understanding, I wasn't here, but it's my understanding when Toby Keith was here last time, there was quite the weather event.
Yes, there was.
Yeah, but I've seen Toby Keith 5 times probably.
Okay.
I really enjoy it.
Excited to make that 6?
We'll be out there for number 6, and I'll be sitting in the last row up with my back against something, because as I tell people, thank God it's an audio show, not a visual show. I don't need to be down in the dirt, getting stepped on, getting all those things. So, yep, we're going to sit up there and just enjoy it and kind of just have a nice evening.
You were there for day number 1 of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo in uniform, and I said it on the program. I said it to you before, said it to your face and said it behind your back on the program as you've listened. But I admire the fact that you're the chief of police for the organization. You very well could delegate it and say, I'm not going to go out in uniform out to the Wild West Arena on that day. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go watch the rodeo myself. But you don't do that. You're there with boots on the ground in uniform, willing to work just as you ask your colleagues to do and those that answer to you.
Absolutely. And we, you know, I remember a conversation when I was in L.A. with a young police officer, and I was working, and I would take my bars off once a month and jump in a police car there and go out and actually work patrol, because I love the job. I love being a cop. It has been one of the highlights and passions of my life is actually being a police officer, and I love what we do. I love what our guys do every day. And I had done something. There was some call that came out, and I hit a button. I probably put us out to the station or something, and he, you know, avoiding calls, and he says, you learn this P2 stuff faster than, I said, you got to remember, people have to remember, we sat in those cars, whether you're Jerome, whether you're me, whether you're Chief Thompson, we were working police officers, deputy sheriffs, and firefighters much longer than we ever sat in the chairs that we sit in now.
Sure.
I mean, so, and you talk about Dennis, Chief Thompson from the fire department, any fire, house fire, he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to all of them too.
Responds.
Responds. And I think there's times where he sits there, grits his teeth because he wants to put on his bunker gear. He wants to get in there and crawl around in burning buildings. But, we've done that much longer than what we've done this. I will tell you, it's much harder at this age because my back is still, and I want to work Thursday, but I think my wife is telling me you'd not put that gun belt on because I can't walk for 3 or 4 days afterwards standing up all night. But we'll be out there Thursday night and then working the concert, or Friday night, and then Saturday we'll be there in a spectator capacity. Hopefully that we can maintain a spectator capacity.
Yeah, hopefully
capacity.
You can just enjoy it.
Well, and then we got home. It was a Friday night, went to the rodeo, and then we went and did some other stuff, then got home, and then the phone rang at midnight or 1 or 12:30, and then I was out of the scene, and from 12:30 to 5:30 the next morning, we had an incident going on in town, and so I was out there all night. It was a long night, and then got home, got a couple hours sleep, went to a parade, and then went home. I think I went to bed. I was done.
I don't blame you. And I did see you and the missus in the parade. You were I think a few cars behind the mayor, kind of towards the front of the...
Actually, we were right behind the flags. We led, there was a fire truck, because last time the fire department's color guard walked it. And this time they drove their big ladder truck or their big, I'm not sure what it's called, one of their big trucks for the flags, and we were right behind it. And then,
So
it was nice. It was a great turnout. It was about an hour and a half, I think, was the total duration of the parade, which is about perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't have asked for better weather, I don't think. It was very, very nice with a nice breeze and stuff. And people were, I heard Daylene talking about people were just excited. And this whole week of things, people have been excited. I didn't get out there last night for the prime rib sandwich feed, but I heard if you got off the interstate, you knew there was a line for something because that's where the line started.
Record numbers this year for them.
And so. I think I was listening to a show and they were talking, was it 15 tons, whatever, the 1,500 pounds?
It was
something that was unbelievable how much meat they were cooking for yesterday.
And it was record numbers for the Lincoln County Cattlemen, too, which is great to see.
That's great to see. And it's, you know, I know if I remember right, Justin, again, I get so much of that information just from listening to your show, but this is one of their only main fundraisers for the year. So this
only
is, and to have a record response or turnout, that's huge. And anytime any industry or any entity that relies on fundraising and stuff like that for the bulk of their thing, this, you know, the last year was just traumatic for all those entities, and just even for those of us that are tax-based, you know, there was so much uncertainty on what was going to happen. But, it was great to see how people have come out and supported it, and anytime that you get people donating and stuff like that and supporting, that's Nebraska. That's what we do here.
The canteen spirit, my friend.
The canteen spirit. We've talked about it several times, but the canteen spirit, it's alive and it's well, and thank God, you know, there is no place like Nebraska.
Absolutely. Again, we have Chief Hudson joining us here on KODY, Chief of Police. And Dan, the news broke last Friday. You've announced your retirement here to city officials, and that's planned for early November.
I have. You know, that was... wasn't necessarily the initial plan when we got here. I don't think it was going to be that soon. But just over the last bit, it's just been a lot of thinking, a lot of reflecting, and it was just time, I think. And it just so we put in our letter, and see if I can get through this all without crying. Don't ask me any tough questions. And November 2nd is our last day, and you know, our goal is to stay here and assist with the transition. And we've talked about it several times about when I came on board, Chief Swain was here and was here for a few months. So I had some time with Mike, and, that time, you know, it seems like everywhere when we've replaced people, you know, that's invaluable time to sit down and actually talk and just answer questions. And, you know, in some ways, whoever we hire will do phenomenal work. They're going to have an organization that is highly professional, are well trained. We are so blessed here in North Platte to have the police department that we have, and they have, you know, whoever that person is, will have an incredible partner down the hall with Chief Thompson, incredible partners, you know, with other department heads and stuff like that. So they will come in, and they're going to hopefully come into a decent scenario, and we'll see. I haven't heard. They haven't exactly decided what that search process is going to look like, but as I joke about it, I'm a simple civil service, and there are people over at City Hall that get paid a lot more money to make those decisions, and we're here to support it and help them however we can. There are people within our building that are absolutely capable and would be a perfect fit and a perfect transition, and but that's a process for some other folks to look at. But.
And you'll help out in that process however you can. Like you mentioned a minute ago, Chief Hudson, you're more than happy to help out and training your successor and working with your successor. And even after that November 2nd day, I'm sure if your successor picks up the phone and has a question for you or needs to pick your brain a little bit, I'm sure that you're more than happy to help out.
My phone number won't change. Excuse me, my zip code might. Our goal is to help. And, you know, the one thing that, I don't know, that people, there's so much behind the scenes stuff that goes on in our profession. And it was amazing when I became a chief, or the chief, other chiefs, they help chiefs. They really, there's no, you know, you can pick up a phone and I could call any police department in the state of Nebraska or probably in the country and say, hi, this is Chief Hudson. I just kind of pick your brains for a minute, and they will make time for you. Chiefs help chiefs. And that's, you know, the reality is in our profession, none of us are inventing the wheel. We're, you know, we had a saying that everything old is new, everything new is old. You know, if you want to look to change something, look, how is it being done 20 years? Because it just keeps coming back around, and we change it a little bit, or we modernize it a little bit. But mm-hmm. And if I need to pick up and call, you know, over to Scotts Bluff PD, who I have a great relationship, or call over to Lex and stuff and Tracy, and, you know, they'll take time. And, you know, if someone calls me or I get emails from a chief, we take times and we help. And you know, same issues. We're all mm-hmm. dealing with budget restraints. We're all dealing with the inability or the challenges of recruiting and retaining. It's so we're all dealing with the same thing, and we're all hiring the same type of people, super alpha personalities. So any of those personality issues that we deal with here, they're dealing with in Scotts Bluff, they're dealing with Omaha, Lincoln, they're dealing with in Los Angeles, they're dealing with it's we're hiring the same type of person because they're super alpha personalities. Mm-hmm. They're used to being, you know, they're used to being out in the forefront and making decisions. So we we're not reinventing the wheel.
And Chief Hudson, one thing that as a citizen of North Platte I was very concerned about when you announced your retirement, when the city made the announcement, is the fact that you've been very active on I'm trying to figure out how to discuss this. You've been very active on planning for sustainable beef coming here to the North Platte community and the potential increase in population. As a citizen of North Platte myself, I'm a little concerned because now we have this individual who's going to retirement now who's been working so hard on this and very diligently. So I would imagine that you're more than happy to share all those notes and everything that you've had with your successor. And I think that's a legitimate concern, but is it a concern that the citizens of North Platte should have?
No, you know, I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate the very kind words and the kind words that as we've been out over the last week or so now or 5 days, the people have come up to me and talked to me. It's been overwhelming, but it's truly an honor. The you know, I think my involvement in the sustainable beef was just trying to explain the law enforcement side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I have no real say here, push anywhere else other than trying to have our community and our public have a better understanding of saying that, you know, we're aware of these things and we're working towards them and we're talking to people and we have a lot of time. So absolutely everything that we've developed or everything that we've been looking at, all the information we've gotten back from other cities, will absolutely be shared. And it's, you know, the reality is, as the police department goes, the fire department goes, we're a professional, well-trained organization, and, mm-hmm. and there are things that come up on a daily basis that we've never dealt with before, and we deal with them. The fact that I was talking to George yesterday, and I forgot to mention he was talking about some of the things that we are proud of, and I forgot to mention how proud I am of how our organization handled COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did some pretty draconian stuff early on just because we had no idea. There was a lot of unknowns, and we were all about it was about continuity of operations and ensuring that we had, you know, we can't just send all of our police department home and say, okay, we'll see you in 20 days or 14 days or whatever
yeah.
it is.
And we couldn't risk a lot of our officers getting infected either, because it's not like we have them just sitting around twiddling thumbs anyway.
Yeah, and so it was a matter of no contact with the other shifts and working 7 days straight while the other group was off, and you couldn't have contact with them and had to wipe everything. So we got through that. We had some exposure last November, probably more exposure than what we told the public about, because that's just those things. But we did a good job, and things come up all the time, and sustainable beef and stuff will come up, and we'll get through it. But the thing is, in talking to several chiefs that have, I think the hardest part is always in what it sounds like in talking to other folks is it's that first boom, open up overnight, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
But after a bit, that most of the police departments that have very little interaction with
kind of settles down.
Yeah, it settles down. And again, the difference that we have other than some of these other communities are these much smaller communities. When you bring in, if you have a town of 5,000 people and you bring in 3,500 new employees overnight, that drastically changes. That changes the whole culture and whatever your what you believe in, your vision, mission, values, and what the community stands for. We're a town of 25,000 people. If we bring 875 people in overnight, we'll, you know, your people will notice there's different people here,
sure.
But it's not going to change what North Platte stands for.
It's a population increase, but it's not as drastic as some other communities have faced.
Correct, and the reality is, and as I've told a lot of people lately, we don't even know what that workforce is going to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have a job at my department that starts at $50,000 a year. I don't think there's many city employees that have a position, you know, so they're... You just don't know what that workforce is going to look like. There's a lot of people here that aren't working, and, you know, there's layoffs, there's this and that. And I think in talking to, you know, I have a lot of conversations, and I was talking to someone at the rodeo the other day that's heavily involved in the ownership or
the
development plan. This isn't 800 people standing along a line with knives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is highly, highly automated. This is going to be, very complex. And you're going to have people stand there and monitor, and then some light's going to go off because this piece of meat that was cut by a machine wasn't perfect or something. So I don't think it's not going to be the old traditional 1940s packing plant where you've got people sitting there with 15-inch butcher knives and mm-hmm. trying not to cut their hands off. So I don't know, but we'll see. So again, with the price point that they're talking about paying, that's higher than median family income for the city of North Platte. So you just don't know what it's a pretty, pretty far leap to say that this is going to be who's going to be here, and we don't know that for sure.
Chief Hudson, City of North Platte Chief of Police, joining us here again. Chief Hudson announced his retirement on Friday, the City of North Platte announced Chief Hudson's retirement on Friday in official press release to local media. Congratulations on the retirement, Chief Hudson. We appreciate the time, and of course, we'll have you on the program here several more times before your retirement. Probably have you on a few days ahead of your retirement. We'll continue our chat with the Chiefs and everything else, but want to talk a little bit about there may be a misconception that your retirement's been announced, but you're still working up until the day of your retirement. This is no lame duck session by any means. You're still going to keep on keeping on.
Well, I'm going to keep on keeping on, but some people would probably say, that's our plan. We're probably going to take a little time off to try to figure out where I'm moving to.
Transition.
So I gotta find a house because... that's going to be interesting. But no, we're going to keep on keeping on. We've still got work to do, and I've promised them, you know, we're knee deep in budget season now.
Sure.
So we've got Nebraska Days going, and then we have budget season going, and we have a lot of stuff like that. You know, we're in the middle of a transition to our new computer-aided dispatch system, which is huge undertaking, and they've been working on those 3 days a week with Motorola, and our planned rollout for that to transition on the actual dispatch center is the end of August, like the 28th of August for 3 or 4 days. That's a huge transition for us because it changes all of our records management systems, everything, all of our communication systems. But we know that the system we're going to is a huge, I just went totally blank.
Big transition?
It's a big transition, but it's going to be a better system.
Okay,
a
big upgrade.
I'm looking over at your weather on your computer or something, and I just squirrel donuts. No, but it's going to be a significant upgrade to what we've been using. You know, there's going to be some learning curve with that. We've had Arconix for a long time, XRMS for our records management system. We've used that system for a long time, so we're going to the Flex Solutions, I think is the name of it, and it's going to be fantastic. But with anything new, you come in and you change your entire board out and your entire system out, and you've been used to this for the last 20 years and trying to hit buttons. So it'll be a transition, and we'll be working on that. And Steve Reeves, Deputy Chief Reeves, has been the point person on that. And I tell you that to watch that guy work is truly amazing. He is beyond smart, and he is dedicated, loyal to this organization and this community, and he works hard every single day. And there's days when I come in and say, dude, what? I think first words in this morning when I got, how'd you sleep? He goes, well, I won't tell you what he said, but I got the impression he didn't sleep well. He woke up at 3:30, had breakfast, and was in the office by like 4:45 just because he couldn't sleep. So,
and if there's been a position in the North Platte Police Department, Steve Reeves has held it.
There's only one he hasn't had. But he does a great job, and he's been the heavy lift guy on him and Melinda back in dispatch. They've done a great job with this, and when we roll it out, we'll see what happens.
Now, Chief Hudson, we do need to wrap up here. Again, congratulations on the retirement. We look forward to seeing you here in just a few weeks for our monthly Chat with the Chief.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, and I appreciate it. And, you know, like I said, we're here for a little bit longer, so it's not today or tomorrow. We still have a lot of work, a lot of stuff to do. Let's get through this second week of Nebraska Land Days. Let's get through the concerts and, you know, and just we'll move on. So I appreciate your time.
And even though you're moving, you're still taking KODY with you.
That's right. You know, I've got it on my phone, and I'll listen to it. And, you know, and I got to tell you, George, I didn't appreciate your smart aleck remark about me and Sudoku, that it won't be hard. I wasn't going to say. I talked to him yesterday. I didn't mention it. But, yeah, that won't got to stump him. That won't
be
hard.
For folks that missed it yesterday, I said something about, well, George, you'll get Dan's new address because he'll need a new address for the bulletin to receive the bulletin and to do his Sudokus. You have to stump him. And George said, oh, that won't be hard.
That one, yeah, I heard that, George. So, all right, well, thanks a lot, Tristan. It's always a pleasure. It's always great to come in and chat and stuff like that. And, you know, I love the city of North Platte. I love the North Platte Police Department. And whoever is in that position next is very fortunate because they're coming into a community that truly supports the police department and an agency that is highly trained, highly professional, and they will do a great job.
Chief Hudson, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again in a couple of weeks. Congratulations again, my friend, and we'll have you on the program several more times before your official retirement date.
Absolutely. Thanks.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick news break on KODY.